The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you are good to go. Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Watch us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. It's really a Friday for us, but it's also like a Tuesday. Aaron doesn't matter because he's going to be here anyway. I don't know if you guys saw this. It probably affects Aaron and me more than it does you. But the 59-610 thing they're about to shut down for the next couple of years basically is going to, the Galleria area is already a nightmare traffic wise. Mm-hmm. This is going to make it impossible. I don't know how I'm going to get to work. Hey man, fuck that.
You're going to take surface streets.
Even that. Well, because basically, I don't know if you saw what they're going to do, but like the exit to 610, they're basically going to funnel everybody off on the Newcastle exit, which is like one lane and feeds into Richmond. Which, by the way, construction going on there, too, so you can't take Richmond. I'm wondering if I can still just drive past it, but I imagine a lot of people are going to, like my sneak...
Just take Richmond in.
No, you can't take Richmond in because there's construction there. It takes an hour.
What about Westheimer?
Westheimer always takes a long time, going through the Galleria area. I mean, those are... And it's only going to get worse now because of this, right?
What about going up and taking, like, Memorial?
Yeah, that's like way out of the way for me. Yeah. And that's probably what I'm going to have to do. Like, I'm looking at maybe taking 10 and coming in like 610 to Post Oak or something and trying to avoid that.
That's a good move.
Which might work. But like my go-to is I take 59 to Westland. And then I exit there and jump over to West Park. And then take West Park in the back way. And you avoid all that. But I'm afraid that everybody's going to do that now. And so that's just going to get clogged. So I get that they need to do this, but this is the worst part of the city to try and take on this kind of major project.
Well, I mean, if they got to do it eventually.
Yeah, but it's going to take 2 years. Here's a thought. I'm just going to throw this out there. Remember back in the pandemic days when nobody could go anywhere?
That would have been a good time to do it.
Might have been a good time to start.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there. Maybe while we were...
But you'd be bitching about it now, like... pandemic should have lasted another 9 months so this could be done.
No, I'd just be going, hey, at least we're only another 6 months away from being done.
Fred'd be out spreading Rona around. Over. He'd be coughing on people trying to make Rona last longer so he could get his road fixed.
Everybody says I-10 to 610. Yeah, somebody else just said the same thing. Why didn't they do all that during the
COVID? By the way, what do you think 610 South will look like off of I-10 once this happens? It's probably ain't going to be great either.
Yeah. Although, like I said, I think if I jump off early and then like come up San Felipe or something, come up that way. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Slopez says, solution, Fred, work from home. Why are we as a society pretending like we need to physically be anywhere? Well, here at the radio studio.
kind of like being in the office. Now, I'll do all my website stuff from home. That's not a problem, but the show is not the same when we're not in studio. I mean, the whole thing is, it's supposed to be entertainment. It's supposed to be an event. It's when we have Twitch. So, yeah, I mean, working from home to avoid traffic, that's some lazy-ass bleep.
Yeah.
I'm
there's a lot of Steph Curry slander going on the Twitch.
So you let him go.
Yeah, you guys, why'd you even bring that up? You guys are idiots. Yep. Seth is the more clutch Curry, says Largo. Imagine that, like being the fourth or fifth option on your team, you're more likely to hit an open shot than the guy who's always the number one option for defenses, the number one cover. Well, I can't imagine why Seth Curry is hitting more shots late. I'll never understand. Like, I get it. Steph Curry's not a great defensive player. I don't, unlike Harden fanboy, I don't try to pretend like he is. But Steph Curry does things that no one has ever done before. And for some reason, because he chews on his mouthpiece, people can't enjoy it. They can't watch it. And like, imagine like, there were people in this town who liked James Harden more than, like, not liked watching him more than Steph Curry. James Harden, whose whole game was like, put his head down, drive to the paint, and then flail his arms up in the air and then shoot free throws. That was more fun to people than what Steph Curry does. I don't understand you people. I don't understand. And Booth, yes, when KD was there, Steph Curry was more important to the Warriors than KD was. He was. All KD did was bog down the offense. The Warriors were better without KD. Facts. I'm done with this nonsense.
I'm kind of enjoying it. Keep going.
I'll have none of this slander. There's no room for it. Eat my balls.
Boy.
And by the way, and he says, okay, Draymond, relax. Draymond said something crazy last night.
Oh, shocker. He never says anything crazy.
Yeah, but it was about, like, it was kind of, it was very counter Draymond because he said, the Nets, the 2021 Nets are the best offense the NBA's ever seen or will ever see. And I started thinking about it. I was like, the Nets are better than the Warriors when you guys had Klay and Steph and Durant? That seems odd. Like, okay, KD for KD. Now, I would rather have 28, 29-year-old KD than 32-year-old KD. That's my preference. Prime Steph or I don't know if this is prime James Harden. I'll take the Steph. And Klay Thompson, oh, I'll take him over this version of Kyrie. It's not even a question for me as the third guy. I think that offense was way better than this than the Nets.
How many games did Klay Thompson take off because he just didn't feel like playing?
Well, some of those were for social things like
birthday parties.
Yeah, sometimes he wanted to go out and there weren't COVID restrictions there. So,
could you get me some stats comparing those two teams? I'd like to hear them.
Well, I guess we could do that. I can pull that up during the break.
Okay. So, I told you a team has changed its name.
All right.
Which I'm curious what you think of this. As you might know, the Edmonton Eskimos were pretty much forced to change their name like the Washington football team.
Okay.
Apparently, Eskimo is considered a slur now. So they have a new name. They have been rebranded. The Edmonton Elks.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm kind of whelmed. Yeah.
Elks. The Elks.
Mm.
All right.
Well, don't they have a club?
Were the moose taken?
No, there are no moose.
Oh.
But yeah, I kind of saw that and I'm like,
wait, there's no moose in Canada?
No, there's moose. There's just not. There's no teams named Moose.
Why didn't they become the Moose?
I don't know. There are moose in Alberta.
Moose are cooler than elk.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Elk is cool and it's delicious.
Yeah. It's just you eat elk. Moose kicks your ass.
Yeah.
I mean, for a football team, I don't know if they were trying to keep the alliteration.
I guess they were, but it seems like you don't want to be a creature that's hunted for sport if you're like a pro sports team.
Aaron, where do you come down on the elk?
I think it's dumb because they wanted alliteration, but
if that's what it is, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, it's got to be. They went from EE to EE.
Well, if you were going to do something with alliteration, what else would you do? I mean,
Edmonton Elves.
I kind of like that better. If you're the badass kind of elves, like from Bright.
Yeah.
The movie Bright.
Those elves or were they?
Well, maybe they were all of them. There were elves and orcs and humans.
Okay.
But the elves were all badasses.
The Edmonton.
Eat my balls.
Oh, I like that. I don't think that one would go. Would you like to hear the names that just missed the cut? The Edmonton Evergreens.
No, that's terrible.
The Edmonton Evergolds.
That's actually worse than the Evergreens.
The Edmonton Eclipse.
Nope, hate it.
Okay, I kind of like this one. The Edmonton Elkhounds. I think an Elkhounds. Yeah. Elkhound better than an elk, right?
Yeah.
The Edmonton Eagles.
What about the Emperors?
That would have been all right. That was not on their list. They had the Eagles, and they had the Elements. There's some really stupid names on here. Yeah, I think the Edmonton Emperors, that'd be pretty badass. I like this Elkhounds. I kind of wish they'd gone with Elkhounds, because you could do a lot with that logo.
I think they should have gone away from the alliteration.
Yeah.
They should have been the Edmonton Moose.
Somebody suggested the Eels.
No, I hate that. I hate that. What about the Edmonton Beavers?
See, Beavers would be a good name for a Canadian team.
Yeah.
You can do a lot with that logo, too.
Yeah, you can.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you can.
Who says Edmonton Socialist. Brother, you don't know a whole hell of a lot about Alberta. Alberta is the Texas of Canada. And they, they're not.
I mean, they're still Canadian, so they could have gone with the Edmonton Apologies.
Yeah.
The Edmonton Manners.
Again, Alberta, not like that. They don't apologize. The Edmonton El Caminos.
What about the Elephant Seals?
Yeah, I don't mind that. How about the Elk Slayers? Somebody suggested. That's not bad, the
then
Elk
you're
Slayers.
You're pissing off PETA.
Hey, you know what? Tough. But apparently you can't call them Eskimos.
Eat my
anymore.
Balls.
You have to call them Inuits.
Well, why don't they just go to Edmonton Inuits?
Because that sounds terrible. Uh-oh, somebody says, high-speed chase just passed me on the feeder at 59 in Belfort. Uh-oh. Let's see if we can find this. Edmonton Escargot. Not bad. ESPN 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And, Flea says the Evangelist. Easterbee approved.
Oh, about the Edmonton Easterbees. How about the Edmonton Easter Bunnies?
Ooh. No. I wouldn't wish Easterbee on anybody else. Even Edmonton, who I don't like, because they're a rival of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Do we want to take that call?
No.
Oh, I don't think so.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713. Ooh, I like this one. The Edmonton A's.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Eh?
Oh,
boy. What about the Hosers?
Again, we've got to have, for some reason, they have to have the.
How about the Alberta Ass? Oh.
He wasn't paying attention.
I know.
Yeah, well,
see, I heard it. My hand's right here next to it. So
the problem
I'm trying
is,
to find this car chase.
See, they're not the only one in Alberta, right? They're because you have Calgary's there too, so you can't really claim all of Alberta.
It's true.
So, but
the Edmonton Erectors.
Okay, with Deshaun Watson as quarterback.
No, like erectors, like builders.
Oh, I was thinking a different.
Because they're building to a championship.
I was thinking a different erector.
Oh.
Edmonton can't be the Beavers. That needs to be reserved for Regina.
That's probably true. But yeah. Regina will never have its own team.
Regina does have its own team. It's the Rough Riders.
No, that's Saskatchewan's team.
It's Saskatchewan's team, but their stadium is in Regina.
Yeah.
They play in Regina.
Of course they do. They're professional athletes.
Exactly.
They have permission to play there?
Yes.
Of them, always? And
they're paid well. They're paid well to play there. Oh, all right. Nonsense. My favorite kind of stuff. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So this Baffert banned for 2 years at Churchill. I don't think he's banned in California. So like, he can still race his horses in California. This is why this is dumb. Because the other states don't.
Well, he just can't race them at the Kentucky Derby, but right?
What he'll do is they'll race under another trainer's name, and he won't get credit for it when they cheat and win then.
Well, it can't be someone who works for him. Because that was part of the ban, too.
Yeah, although they'll find a way around that. They always do. This is just, horse racing's full of cheaters. It. Honestly, I know I've said this before, that I'm thinking about getting out of the horse betting business. I think they finally pushed me out of this.
You're done.
I'll keep doing Sam Houston because, you know, I've agreed to for as long as I'm doing radio. But the other stuff, man, I just, enough. I've seen cheaters my entire life in the sport, and now we've got dumb cheaters who get caught. And it's not fair to the players. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So I wanted to get your opinion on something. We were talking a little basketball, so we'll keep it going. Kyrie Irving was talking about his team, and he says this: "We uniting the whole world with this championship run, so I hope everybody is with us. We uniting the whole world with this run. Stick with us, baby."
I don't think Kyrie realizes, and I wonder if James and KD realize that they're probably the most unlikable big three ever.
Oh, without a doubt.
Like, no one, that's a hard team to cheer
for,
man.
And they're not unlikable because they beat your ass.
No.
Because Steph's unlikable because he wins, and he's got some other things that make him unlikable.
Well, he chews on the mouthpiece, and he brings his daughter to press conferences.
That makes him unlikable. Yeah, but I think...
But he does believe that the world is round, and that gives him points in my book. No, I don't know that they all I don't think they realize. Imagine this. I think that the Los Angeles Lakers with LeBron James, I think the casual fans would cheer for the Lakers over the Nets if they played in the final.
We had that map last week that said that the Nets were now the most hated team.
Yeah, so, they're unlikable. I don't know why Kyrie thinks that they're uniting
anybody. No, they're uniting the world.
I mean, if anything, they're uniting people cheering against them.
That's possible. I don't think that's what he meant.
But that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
I think he thinks everybody's behind him. I guess he missed it when that guy threw the water bottle at him.
Yeah.
Is that uniting? I don't know. I'm just asking. And
you know what they say.
What do they say?
Horseshoes, hand grenades, and water bottles.
Apparently that dude's getting charged with a felony with that water bottle.
That's assault, brother. I want to know exactly how many liquid fluid ounces was in that bottle.
So does Deshaun.
Because I would think if it were less than half full, I'm not calling it assault. I'm calling it, the guy should get in trouble.
Yeah. We talked about so you throw popcorn on somebody. Okay, wow. Oh, it's terrible.
I will say that the water bottle moved like it was not empty.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go, it's not a good call. Like, no. He probably should go to jail.
I think,
or at least there should be charges pressed. Well, I don't know if jail is necessary, but.
But some of these cats need to be, they need to be held accountable.
They need to be taught the old country way.
It's kind of like I was saying yesterday. I think it's time for us to stop being a-holes all the time. And don't be a-holes at games. Don't be a-holes at planes. It's time for us to realize that whatever's left of this life, we're all in it together. And you know what? Quit mimicking politicians, because that is not the people you need to be listening to. They suck on both sides, because there's two sides. That's why they suck.
There's good and bad people on both sides.
There's all bad people. They're all terrible.
And good people.
No good people. We have to be the good people. So we need to take up the leadership mantle and just try to be nice to everybody. That's all. I'm not even going to make fun of Kyrie for he's trying to unite us. Maybe we have to be united against him. But
we'll see. Against him.
713.
I don't really care who wins. I just don't. I don't want the Nets to win.
I don't really care either. I don't really want the Lakers to win, but I mean, see, the thing is, though, I like Anthony Davis a lot.
I do too.
There's a guy I can root for. It's just hard to root for LeBron, as great as he is. He just seems to get more petulant the older he gets, too. So, and you know, he's won enough. IoT says, tell that to Yankee fan, Fred. Be better than Yankee fan. You know what you can do? You can ignore Yankee fan when he gets out of line. Say, okay, have a good day, sir. And do the Willy Wonka. Good day, sir. And just walk off. Suns versus Nets, so CP3 could spank Harden. I would love to see. You know what? I like watching the Phoenix Suns. I think they're a fun team.
I like the Suns, too.
I could see that.
I'm kind of torn on the Suns because I don't want the Lakers to lose in the first round, but I like the Suns. I would like the Suns to advance, but I also feel like if the Lakers lose in the first round, the playoffs get less interesting.
What are you turning into? Let's just change the rules all of a sudden and mix up the playoffs?
Yeah, reseed.
Okay.
Reseed. Okay. Now that they're down 3-2, time to reseed.
That's like stop the steal, huh?
Exactly.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Adam from Wyoming, longtime listener. Wyoming weighing in. Always wanted to spend some time up there until I saw Yellowstone. Wyoming was Longmire. Montana is Yellowstone. Yeah, everybody dies in Wyoming.
It's true.
In Absaroka County. But Adam says it's insanity to charge someone with assault with a dangerous weapon for throwing a damn water bottle.
Well, you throw a water bottle from far enough away with enough velo, you can hurt someone. Like it's not enough. It's not popcorn. It's not popped corn.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
Or even a you know, rolled up. Well, I guess they have the paper cups still.
Yeah.
You know, you roll one of those up and throw it. Yeah. I mean, everything's a little bit different. It depends on how much water's in it. You can hurt somebody. So haven't the playoffs already been uninteresting? Yeah, but that's the first round of every NBA playoff year. I mean, I think it's interesting that you're getting the Suns up 3-2 on the Lakers.
Yeah. It makes it game six certainly more interesting than it would be otherwise.
But that's every year. Basketball playoffs are not interesting until the finals, and sometimes
I'm with you. I get around the conference finals, I get somewhat interested. But you know what? You know what game I've like circled? Okay, I'll watch it. Lakers Suns tomorrow. Normally would I watch it? No. I normally wouldn't care, but tomorrow night I'll watch. And game seven of that, if there is a game seven, I'll watch. You know what I won't watch? Game one of the next series of the Lakers and the winner of the Lakers and Suns versus whoever. Won't care.
24 hours from now, I hope to be sitting at a poker table. So,
I'll probably be on the river in 24 hours.
So yeah, maybe not watching a basketball.
No, the game starts at 9 o'clock though. So I'll be in. I'll be
you'll be passed out by then.
I'll probably be passed out. That's good odds.
All right. Well, you know what? If you want to enjoy a smooth, awesome bourbon, Four Roses Small Batch is it. And with Father's Day coming up, you can get the best gift in the world for your dad or for your father-in-law, anyone in your family for Father's Day, FourRosesBourbon.com. They will take care of you. And you can go buy your specs. You can go buy pretty much any place in the city. And if they don't have it at your liquor store, ask for it. Four Roses Small Batch is fantastic, and they have a whole lot of cool beers, cool cocktails that you can mix up with beer, with spices and peppers and all that. Just go to fourrosesbourbon.com/summer, and great cocktail recipes on there. They've been doing this since 1888, and the coolest thing in the world, you want to do something cool with your father, go buy him a bottle of the Small Batch, and then go and make some of these cocktails and do them with your dad and share them. And we're going to have an on-air contest here pretty soon that will result in winners and their guests participating in a tasting event right here, along with our buddy Chris Hart. Chris Hart. So go to fourrosesbourbon.com. Be mellow. Be responsible. Four Roses. I can't freak off breathe, much less believe the truth. I
ESPN 97.5. Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We're basically saying, yes, your wife is cheating on you if she's sending you out of town on her birthday. I did get her a nice birthday present. Well, don't tell her. I always try to get, like, when the Raptors won, I got her, like, a Raptors shirt with her name on the back and stuff like that. So I got her a University of Saskatchewan Huskies shirt with her name on the back. She went to U of S. It's not exactly easy to find in Houston, Texas, even with the internet. So.
Did they win the curling championships or
No, they win football every year up there. So. What is this video that this guy just sent us? Because I can't watch videos when we're doing the show. I don't know. Let's try Shannon. What's up, Shannon?
What up, Sportos?
Sports.
So, okay. Maybe a little bit drawn out comment here, but y'all know I'm a Saints homer, and for years, since like 2005, when my kid was 10, we would go to Saints game as super fans dressed. You know, Helmet Head, Santa Claus, Saint Vibre, and each of those characters would carry about 20 pounds of black and gold beads into the Superdome, and every time we'd score, we'd throw them out. And for the last couple of years, we've been getting told that, you know, we have, are threatened that we'd be removed if we throw any more beads out to the crowd, which you guys know is harmless. But bringing the point all the way around with all this new woke, issues and new cultures that are around, I think we've lost the common sense culture. I mean, it's just common sense stuff, and it's gone now and replaced by cancel cultures and woke cultures and political cultures. We've lost the common sense culture. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I mean, I listen. The other part of it is we're seeing more and more people throwing popcorn, throwing water bottles. People have less common sense. So they're taking away your common sense privileges because more and more people are showing they can't be trusted with that. So I can see both sides of the argument, certainly. People are idiots, honestly. Like, and in the social media age, in the TikTok age, we just talked about it yesterday. The guy holding up the airplane because he wanted to make a TikTok video. Oh, watch. Hey, record me throwing this water bottle at Kyrie. Watch how many views we can get. That's why we can't let common sense rule the day anymore, because people don't have it.
And I don't have a solution. What I have is how I react. I would react to it. I ignore so many of these donkeys on Twitter and you do this sometimes where you're trying to rile people up, and I just ignore it. And that's what I do whenever I see anything political or anything. I say, oh, if you're this, you're this. I just ignore it. Where I can ignore it is, like, if you're driving like an idiot and cutting me off over three lanes. Those are the kind of things you can't do anything about. But you know what? If they say, don't throw the beads, okay, fine. Don't throw the beads. The one person who got one in their eye, you know, that complains is going to make it suck for everybody. But I think we all need to get better at just ignoring the crap. That's it. Ignore the crap. That's... whatever your balls comment was, and ignore the crap. Those are the things you can take away.
Hey, today. I've got some big Texans news that's come down the wire. Tomorrow at 2:05, media availability with David Culley who is a junkie, as we know.
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
That's right. And he starts with the nachos. But I guess enough people bitched. Guess who's available at 145 tomorrow?
Tyrod Taylor?
Tyrod Taylor. Now, it does say, I'm guessing this is some sort of a typo. It says Thursday, June 3rd, 1:45 a.m., Tyrod Taylor Zoom media availability. I don't think it's 1:40, but maybe that's how they're,
how they're going to keep everybody away.
Yeah. You want to talk to Tyrod? You're staying up late, Bubba. Maybe tomorrow.
It's because Tyrod's halfway across the world, and maybe that's noon for him.
Maybe so, but yeah, that's it. So we will have the first media availability of the Texans' quarterback. How about that? Now
we think Texans' quarterback.
What? Let's make a guess. When they asked Tyrod, "What do you know about Deshaun's situation?" What will Tyrod's answer be?
That's a sticky situation. And
what's his real answer going to be?
I'm just here to do my part for the team, and I don't want to rub anyone the wrong way. I just want to get out there and play quarterback.
Aaron, do you have a real answer? Fred can't do this exercise.
Ask me Deshaun questions. What do you expect? You know, tell him off.
I think he's going to say, I don't have anything to comment on that. I think he's going to they're going to tell him, they're going to have something specific that they tell him to say, just like David Culley, like when he said, everyone's been at workouts, and they're like, even Deshaun, I don't want to talk about, I'm not going to talk about that player. Like, I think they'll have Tyrod say something like that, which is crazy. I can't imagine the Texans think that it's in their best interest just to pretend like we're just going to forget about Deshaun Watson. Like, if we don't answer questions about him.
I think Justin Britt answered it the way that everybody's going to answer it. They asked him, was Deshaun Watson part of the reason you came here? And he goes, I didn't mention him by name or anything. So I didn't come here to play with a specific quarterback. I came here to play for the Houston Texans. And I think that's what Tyrod's going to say. And they have to be careful because you can't have him come out there and say, oh, well, I'm pretty sure this guy's going to be gone because he was out banging masseuses, so they're going to trade him. And then his trade value goes down even further. But everybody's been whining for the quarterback. But it just shows you this organization is so clueless. And I just can't get over the fact that they're all dumb. So, let's not let anybody talk to our quarterbacks. We don't know who the starter's going to be. We just know it's not going to be Deshaun, and we don't know how that's going to play out. So let's not put any extra pressure on these guys because they might have to say something. So, yeah, they're going to get a script and put it in front of them. This is how he answered.
He's going to say, I don't really know anything about that. I'm just happy to get this opportunity to become a starting quarterback again, and I'm looking forward to putting the best team I can on the field and be the best quarterback I can be.
He's going to say something to that effect, but he's going to say the organization is I'd refer you to the organization on that. Next question. That's what they're going to wind up saying. So you're not going to get any answers. And, you know, it's so funny. And Jared asked, what are the odds of first three questions to Tyrod? It's about Deshaun. Certainly the first couple.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how he's going to answer it, and then they'll move on.
Or maybe they'll say, why haven't you been talking to the media? Why haven't you been available to talk?
You know what would be a great answer, which I would love to hear? The one thing about Tyrod Taylor, who's a junkie, I would love for him to come out and say, you know what? Listen, I don't know what happened with that guy before. I can assure you I'm not banging masseuses. I'm not hiring him to have him come in and give me a happy ending. I'm a Jack Easterby guy. I'm all about the fish, and I'm here to win football games.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
That's what I'd like to see. Southside Grooven says, I joined late, not sure if you discussed this, but would Trae Young have been wrong to go on Ron Artest on that fan? I wonder what the narrative had been then. Yeah, it would have been wrong. Just say it was wrong of what the fan did.
I will fight you if you put bodily fluids on me, though. I'm sorry.
That is it that is, to me, a lot worse than this other stuff they've talked about. But, you know, this let's go fight somebody is not the answer. And we saw how that ended for Ron Artest and for all those fans. And that's not the answer. There are very few times where I think it's worth doing it. And in that case, no, get the guy thrown out. Get him charged. That's what you should do. I mean, this is... And somehow we got to get back. And here's some of the people I'll blame for this is all you cats that said, hey, it was really cool rushing the field or rushing the court.
Oh, I hate court rushers.
Yeah, you know what you've done? You've totally gotten rid of this barrier between fans and players. And that should always be there. You can talk bleep. You can heckle. You can boo. You can do whatever you want. But throwing water bottles or running on the court or spitting on guys, yeah, you deserve to lose your right to ever go to a game again. My opinion.
I'm with you.
So, Tyrod, Deshaun reached out to me on Instagram, but then deleted the message. Well played. I'm all about Jesus and football, bitch. I like that one, too. But, yeah, I think this encouraging violence is not the way to go. Just not in my humble opium. There's very few things that I think... in reality, should come to violence. And that's protecting your family, protecting your kids, things like that. Somebody spitting on you, get them charged and get them kicked out. That's just my opinion.
I'm with you.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So... there have been a lot of conspiracy theories floating around out there. I've got a few that I want to go over because I'm just going to bet you Aaron believes one of these things.
Okay.
And we'll do that at 6 o'clock because we have a gym of the day coming up next. But it makes you wonder about people. And as we, you know, the further along we get in the society that has become social media idiocy. I get less and less surprised by some of this stuff. We'll do that at 6 o'clock. We come back. I have a gym of the day. Kind of like my gym of the day. It's actually, I'm not going to do the one I wanted to do because I heard Joel talking about it right when I turned on
the... I kind of have one I'd like to throw out there.
Good, good.
It's got audio with it too.
Yeah, mine was going to be the Danish journalist that had sex while interviewing, but I heard Joel talk about it. It's kind of like, I hate, that's why I don't listen to anybody other than the Baytown Badass or music. So I'm like, damn it, he already did the story. You know? Now people are going to go like, oh, you already did the story. And even though we'll do it light years better, it just kind of ruined it for me. So we'll let AJ do his. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Before we get to the gym of the day, a couple of things. Why does the media have to ask the question, if they know the Texans won't talk to Deshaun, why keep asking about Deshaun? Because you'll be the same person criticizing him if they don't. I mean, they have to ask the question. And at some point, maybe somebody does talk. Maybe somebody gets sick and tired of everybody being quiet about it. Like one of these teammates will go off at some point and say, this guy's a turd. He wanted to get traded. And now he's air humping masseuses. You know, we don't want him. Somebody will say that at some point. So yeah, you keep asking the question. All right. And a lot of people sent me several stories that I have listed as alternate gems. Like the wedding in India, I've got that. And Tyler sent us a story that about eating cicadas. I've got that. But I want to hear what you have. So let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. Do you have, so there's a, I forget, where was it? Kansas City, maybe? I don't remember exactly where this took place, but I'm sure they'll say it in the story. Was it here? It may have been here.
Yeah.
It was here.
It was a local news station on the southwest side of
town. Oh, God. I don't know how much you cut out of the news broadcast part.
None
of
it. I'm just letting it.
Then just let it roll. This is another example of a the relationship between man and stripper, and how no matter what year, there's all this will always happen. And
okay.
So go ahead and roll it, Aaron.
Well, this might be a first. It's the first I've ever heard of this. A 32-year-old Houston man files suit against a stripper.
Yeah, he says he loaned the dancer money and he wants it back. So she says, hey, there's no such thing as stripper refunds.
Fox 26's Randy Wallace is live tonight from the Southwest Side nightclub where the couple met. Randy.
Melinda, she goes by the stage name Naomi, and she says that about a year ago she was dancing here at Treasures when she met a man named Robert Wallace. Now the dancer and comedian says they were just friends, but to Robert Wallace it was much more than that.
I have had situations in the past where customers have followed me home. I've had to move twice, switching gyms, switching jobs.
But having a customer sue her is a first for the statuesque dancer who calls herself Nomi.
He was becoming a regular, and we did become friends. I really like him as a friend, and I still do.
We had had a dating relationship, and on May 3rd, we had broken up.
Robert Wallace says he loaned the dancer about $2,000, and he wants it back, along with a laptop and some DVDs.
I don't believe in loans because I don't want to pay anybody back.
I know how stubborn she can be, so after a week of waiting for her to return my things, I decided to file a suit to get my stuff back.
Since the word loan doesn't seem to be in Nomi's vocabulary, and Robert says the cash and other items were not gifts, it looks like an out-of-court settlement is out of the question.
I've given him gifts, too. You know, I mean, how do I get my booty and boobs back?
Still, both sides say they've learned a lesson. Robert says he's not dating any more strippers.
I did see it possibly ending this way.
And Nomi says there's no such thing as refunds, exchanges, or rain checks when strippers are involved.
No refunds in a strip club. I've even had people come up in there asking, oh, can he get a dance meal, pay me back next week? We ain't got no layaway plans either.
This is so great. Tyler just came in. Like, I just saw the story. It came across Twitter, and it's like, viral on Twitter today. And Tyler's like, yeah, this story's from 2014. What did I say at the beginning, though? Doesn't matter what year it is. There are always guys who go to the strip club and think that they there's something more than what they're...
The history of mankind.
Well, how does she get her booty and boobs back? Well, she didn't.
No, how does she give it back? Because she gave it to him. Like, how does she give back what she gave
him?
Well,
that's what I said. How does she get it back? I don't think you lose those things. You're just renting them. I mean, I remembered that story once you started playing it. So I don't know why it's going again. But, that's...
We're on reruns already.
Well...
It's a whole episode of South Park is real life.
Really? We're just going to do that now? Can I bring up the... can we go back and get the woman who caused a car crash because she was grooming herself in Florida, or the bath salt story from Florida? We go get that. Want to dig up Joe Exotic again? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Is that what we've come to? Maybe it is time for the show to end then, if this is where we are.
Although, you know what would make the great next Joe Exotic story? That Gator Town out in Beaumont on the way to, basically... There's that giant gator, looks like a miniature golf horse or golf course.
Miniature golf horse?
Yes.
That I want to see. Golf
horse. Now we're talking.
But I was watching a show the other day. They were interviewing the guy and his wife. That would be like, not murder, of course, or murder for hire, but they would be a very interesting couple to talk about their obsession with gators compared to Joe Exotic and his obsession with tigers.
Yeah, they haven't killed anybody that we know of. Are you trying to insinuate something? Are there rumors out there that we need to know about?
No, not that I know of.
Well, you shouldn't be spreading that stuff. Just saying. Probably a nice couple out there putting alligators for the people to see, and you're wanting to put murder on them.
Yeah. I never said murder. I said without the murder and murder for hire.
No, that's not really going to be as entertaining, is it?
Maybe they have an arch nemesis across the border in Louisiana who did murder her husband.
See, now, if you could come up with some kind of rivalry for that place that you stop on the way to New Orleans that used to have the tiger and stuff,
yeah,
then I think you might have something. But I think you need to work on this one a little more. So, all right. You almost made it to hour number three. So,
you like that?
No, not really, but that's okay. It's okay. Pretty soon, can't get this stuff no more.
You're going to miss it when it's gone, Freddie.
I just depends. Depends on who they stick me with. If they bring in somebody I don't like, then, yeah, I'll probably miss it. But if it's somebody that I do like, maybe not. Maybe I'll enjoy it more.
I don't know.
But I'm pretty sure they're going to bring in somebody I don't like.
That's the way it would go.
They want rid of me, too.
Yeah, that's the plan.
You know, they wanted to keep you, but they wanted rid of me.
To run you off. Yeah. They're like, oh, AJ's leaving. We got to run Fred out of here.
Yeah, well, then Fred will just go play poker and write novels.
All right. I got to tell you guys, and drink Carbach, I'm sure.
Oh, a lot of it.
Yeah. Guys, I got to tell you about Carbach. Picked up a bunch of Carbach today because obviously I'm going out to the river tomorrow, so I had to be hydrated, and Carbach keeps me hydrated on the river. That's how they roll. And I'm excited about it. I've got some Crawford Bach, I've got some Light Circus, I've got some Vive Cella, some Lil Cella. I've got, what else do I have? I've got a ton of different, and I've got a ton of ranch water too. I'm covered, baby, is what I'm telling you. I've got plenty to get me through these troubling times ahead. And you could too. All you got to do is stop by your local grocer, or maybe you want to get wild and go down to the restaurant, have yourself a fantastic meal. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. And while you're there, you can try all their great beers, all the seasonals, all the mainstays, and some beers that you won't be able to find anywhere else in the whole wide world. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And when you're out and about this week, grab yourself some Carbach. I'm in love with a stripper. See time and she rolling, she rolling. See time and that morning. I'm in love with a stripper. She dreaming, she playing, she playing. I'm not going nowhere, girl, I'm staying. Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.